London is famous for its museums, historic architecture, theatres and nightlife, but is also home to some very special parks. The British capital has more than 1,000 green spaces, including notable public parks and commons. While some are well known, others are quiet, secret places. Described as the green lungs of London, parks help to reduce pollution. They also make it easy to forget that you are in the heart of a noisy, fast-moving city of more than 9.3 million people. Parks provide clean air and natural beauty, a relaxing escape from the pressures of modern urban life. London is not the greenest city in the world. That honour goes to Moscow, which is 54% green space. But its parks are distinctive and varied in size and character. In 1845, Victoria Park in East London opened as the city's first public park. Battersea, Finsbury and Suffolk parks opened soon after, bringing the opportunity for fresh air and green open space to an increasingly urban population. Other parks and gardens have been created with specific aims, such as enhancing well-being for medicinal purposes, entertainment, or for holding exhibitions. By contrast, London's commons, of which there are more than 100 spread across the city, are much older. Many date back to the 11th century and were once used for common grazing of farm animals. As London's population grew, private landowners enclosed formerly open land. Fortunately, some of the city's common lands were protected by successful campaigns that ensured famous green areas such as Hampstead Heath, Wimbledon Common and Clapham Common were kept open to subsequent generations of Londoners. Parks, of course, are much more than just open spaces filled with grass and trees. They are places for relaxation, activity and entertainment, to observe nature, meditate or to meet friends. One week, a park could be a venue for a music or food festival, the next for a park run event or a pop-up art exhibition. Popular in all weathers, London's parks have been particularly important to support city residents' physical and mental health during the COVID crisis restrictions. Many people have relied on London's parks for much-needed exercise and escape, and of course, because they are free of charge to use.